The bond issue will pay for everything from parking lot improvements to patient rooms, a new network of urgent care centers, and a brand new rehabilitation hospital. The strategy? Expand services, improve the patient experience, and outcompete the other hospitals that will be doing the same things to attract newly insured patients. 2 years past a bankruptcy scare, the state's largest hospital is counting on voters to totally change its financial condition.
I think totally change is probably overstating things.
Alan Baumgarten publishes the Florida Health Market Review.
I think you can make an economic case that these improvements will have a positive effect on the mix of patients that they attract, and that improved payer mix will directly translate into improved bottom line for the hospital.
The patient mix will change radically under the Affordable Care Act. Previously, Jackson nearly went broke giving free emergency room care to uninsured patients. Now many of them will be coming back with health insurance policies. But Sal Barbera, professor of healthcare administration at Florida International University, says not all Obamacare policies will be guarantees of payment.
They have incredibly high deductibles. It's going to result in bad debt in a lot of hospitals.
Taxpayers already pay a lot for Jackson, about a third of $1 billion a year from property taxes and the proceeds of a half-cent sales tax. Tuesday is election day. If the bond issue passes, the average taxpayer with a $200,000 home will pay about $50 a year extra for Jackson's competitive facelift. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.